You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Racing Podcast, to join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be building up to the action from Gowran Park on this edition. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line as ever is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding to guide you through all of the action. Morning, Andy.
Well, morning, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Been a hectic week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Head spinning, but I really enjoyed Ascot this week. Like a lot of people have already expressed, just sensational. A lot of the Irish horses ran really well. Aidan O'Brien had a good week. And, Aidan could continue with success at Gowran today as well.
Yeah, that's right. Good week for Aidan O'Brien and a couple of winners for Dermot Weld as well, who are both represented across the card today at Gowran. Slightly different fare compared to Royal Ascot, Andy, but a winner's a winner, isn't it?
So they say, yeah, the old adage.
Yeah.
I much prefer to be having a winner at a big meet, I must admit. It's a bit more sweeter if you have a winner at Royal Ascot. But, the bank balance still remains the same. Interesting, a couple of my horses that I've been tipping of late that haven't won run today, and that tends to be the trend in recent times. There was a horse called Botany Bay which I tipped at Leopardstown the other night and really fancied it. Won yesterday, won the Ulster Derby, and Kodiak's Back, who I tipped the other day down in Roscommon, won at Limerick the other night. Never Rush a Con as well. Loads of horses that I've gone for in the past all seem to be winning when I'm not on them the next time, so let's hope that doesn't continue today.
Yes, hopefully you can get on side with him today. We'll start then with the first race of the day. This one comes up at 2:15. It's a 7-furlong maiden for us to start the action. Air Vice Marshall is the 1-2 favourite this morning. Hopala is 4-1. It's tens by those two. Air Vice Marshall, Andy, a very warm order this morning. He's likely to come on for his first run. What are your thoughts on this race?
Well, yeah, I mean, he looks a class apart to this lot. I mean, Hopala looks the main threat, but I've seen enough of him to suggest that he isn't anything out of the ordinary. Whereas, I think Air Vice Marshall can make up into a nice horse. In accustomed to how a lot of Aidens run first time out at this Colt by Warfront, just looked as though he needed the experience first time up. In quite a hot little race, actually, down at the Correct, won by Rockaway Valley, who'd previously chased home another one of Aidan O'Brien's horses, Air Force Blue, who, of course, went on to run an absolute blinder when finishing second in the Coventry. So, collaterally, that form looks pretty good. The time of the race is useful as well, and also the split times as well, achieved by Jessica Harrington's Charge when she won that day, were very appealing. Did the fastest split Rockaway Valley did. So Air Vice Marshall, considering that he ran on quite nicely in third and also posted a reasonable sectional, suggests that he could be okay. He also raced down the middle of the track that day as well in stall one, which is not ideal for a juvenile when you're stuck out on the wing with no cover. And that step up in trip should suit this individual as well. I think the market's got it about right. I actually did see quotes of 4-5 for this overnight. I mean, that must have been the 4-5 of the century. I think this also got 3 on, and he should win the first quite comfortably.
Okay, then, Air Vice Marshall in the first for Andy. We'll move then to the 2:45. This one is another 7-furlong maiden. Black Wolf Run is the 6-4 favourite for this one. Frozen Lake 4-1. Gussie Goose 4-1. 9-2 for Malinka. 8-1 for Intisari. And it's 20s bar those ones. Another maiden here, Andy, but we know a little bit more about the runners here.
Yeah, we do, yeah. So much so that it prompts me to make Frozen Lake my nap on the card. Even though he's the most exposed runner in the field. He comes here following arguably his best run. Well, not arguably, definitely his best run. Certainly on the speed figures anyway. That race at Ferry House that he second in the other day was an absolute burn-up. They went a right gallop that day. Mutter Diamond in the blinkers first time from a low draw. Towed the field along at a very, very fast pace. It certainly suited the winner, Stop and Linger, who ended up picking the front runners off quite readily in the end. But Frozen Lake ran an absolute stormer from stall 18 of 18. Now, that is an absolute total coffin box at Fairy House on the round track. You're stuck out on the wing. You have to use up too much petrol early on, one way or the other. And that's exactly what John Ox's Charge did. He did really well to get across from his stall 18 draw, but the damage was done in the early stages. He kept up with the pace. He tried his heart out to stay in touch with the winner, but because the winner had an easy run through and he didn't, that was the difference at the end. But the figure of the race is so good that I'm desperate to get with the form. Now, conversely, today he's drawn his stall one. What a perfect situation for John Ox's 3 on Declan McDonough. If they break as clean as they did last time out, he can hug the inside rail, he can save ground this time and save energy for the latter part of the race. And I think he'll probably lead into the straight, and he could be very dangerous given the figure he did the last day. The danger looks to be Black Wolf Run, who was a massive eye-catcher first time out at Dundalk behind Tishy and Games and Mickey Halfords. Ard Hume, the runner-up, has won since. I really fear this horse because he's a late kicker. So this race is pretty easy to work out. You've got unraced horses all around the ones that have got form. Frozen Lake's on an unraced horse inside him. I think he'll lead to the corner. I'm just hoping that Black Wolf Run gets stuck in a run or gets too far back for him to reel back in my selection. And I think it's going to be between the two. But at 4-1, Frozen Lake, you can have your house on this each way. He's guaranteed to be in the frame. Going to give us a good run for our money. And that's the reason why he's the nap of the afternoon in the 2:45.
Okay, strong vote there then for Frozen Lake in that 2:45. We'll move on then to the 3:15, the third race on the card. This one is a 7-furlong handicap. And we've got joint favourites at the time recording. Caution and Izzy Bale Grey are both 3-1. 7-2 for Wardell. The Fairy is 8-1. 9 for Bob's the Business. Bigger prices the rest of them. Who's on the shortlist here, Andy?
Yeah, Marky's got this one absolutely spot on. I just think the track configuration and the way the race is developed here at Garwell might suit the Caution and... Sorry, it might suit Izzy Bale Grey and Wardell over Caution. Caution did really well to win the other day, but he needed all of that stiff mile at Navan to get into the race. He was last turning in. It was an unbelievable effort by Mickey Halford's three-year-old to reel in Beachmount Whisper, who's a strong stayer. But the problem is, this is a very sharp 7 furlongs once you get into the home straight, and horses that get away from him off the front here on fast ground can be difficult to reel in. And given the issue of Bray O'Gray's got 5 furlong, 6 furlong grounding, and so is Wardell. Wardell's a very sharp horse as well away from the gate. I think they just could be long gone by the time Caution gets into top gear. And it's a toss of the coin between the two I mentioned. Izzy Bale Grey beat or finished ahead of Wardell back on the all-weather at Dundalk on the 19th of May when it went the way of Kate Wolfe, of course, has gone on to win since. That speed figure has been proven to be absolutely bang on. Wardell did it really well, actually, in that race from stall 12. He missed the break and then had to be rushed up and used up a lot of petrol to get to the front, and obviously those early exertions took their toll later on. So I think there's going to be a little bit they're going to be a little bit closer together than they were at Dundalk. And I presume that Wardell will lead again today from the inside berth. But I'm going to go with Izzy Bale Grey. He's in a really good place at the moment. He won in a decent time again next time at Fairy House. And I think actually this step up to 7 furlongs will suit him even more. So Izzy Bale Grey just gets the vote over Wardell in the 3:15.
Izzy Bale Grey then in the 3:15 for Andy. The 3:45 is another 7 furlong handicap event, and Laviniad is the 9-4 favourite here for Willie Mullins and Pat Smullen. Was a winner on his penultimate start here at Gowran before bumping into one last time at Listowel. It's 5-1 by this one. Can he bounce back?
Yeah, I think she can. Yeah, I mean, I thought she'd win the other day down in Listowel, but she bumped into the career resurrection of Hurricane Twister, who had gone AWOL for about 2 seasons, but bounced back to his very best form. He's a dangerous horse on his A game, Hurricane Twister. But we didn't know he was going to achieve such figures on that particular afternoon. Laviniad, who was just a little bit slowly away and got out of position, just found it really difficult on the heavy ground to claw back in that runaway front runner. In the end, she only went down by half a length, agonisingly for those that took a short price. But I think if we go back and cast our mind back 4 days prior to that, she's won really comfortably here over this track. Now, that was over a mile, so obviously today's distance is a little bit of a slight concern. She's never run over 7 furlongs before, but she has got plenty of tactical speed, so hopefully she'll cope with it. The time of the race that she achieved when beating Toccata Blue and Glass Satura was pretty good, and that proves that she has got the residual pace to cope with the drop back down in the furlong. Others to mention, well, Have a Nice Day is a real favourite of mine. I tipped in the last time he run at Dundalk on the 27th of February. He beat old boy Shabra Emperor. Any horse that beats Shabra Emperor at Dundalk always earns his stripes. And if it wasn't for the fact this horse had been off a layoff, then definitely have a chance. Bit of money this morning for Wexford Opera. You can forget his first run. It was on a softy surface. He probably needed that. And he does go particularly well around this track at Garran. He won here last year as well and finished second on his other visit. So do keep an eye on him. But I'll have to stick with Lavinead. She looked in good form two starts ago. She's got a ground. She's got a track again. She'll do for me in the 3:45.
Lavinead for Andy then in that one, backing her to bounce back to winning ways. We'll go to the 4:15 then. This one is a handicap over a mile and a furlong. Social Climber heads affairs at 7-4. 9-4 for Beachmount Whisper. Brown B is a 9-2 chance. 7-1 for Renea. Bigger prices the remaining two. Who's caught the eye here?
Yeah, I do like Beachmount Whisper. I think we'll get an idea of how good that form is when caution runs early on in the day. But as I stressed, I do think Mickey Halford's charge might just have one or two mountains to climb, considering he's a miler and the run style of that race might suit others. But Beachmount Whisper made him pull out all the stops at Navan the other day over a stiff mile. But he looks as though he's absolutely crying to go back up in trip as well. He's a big unit. I think a lot of the jumping boys will be after Paddy Prendergast's three-year-old. He's by Kodiak, but he is an absolute mountain of a horse. He takes a while to get into top stride. And I presume that Wayne Norden here will make plenty of use of him coming out the back straight. I see this race developing from the front. I think Brown B will probably lead. She made all the running in a small field at Clonmel two starts ago. And then with the blinkers on for the next time out at Curragh, she never really got to the front and was ultimately never a factor. But I think back in a small field, she'll definitely make a run in here. Social Climber also likes to make race handy. And comes from a yard who's returning to form, that Kevin Prendergast yard. Had been bang out of nick until Tamador won the other day up in Fairy House, and he's had two subsequent winners. He ran well the other day in a race which contained subsequent winner Scalscar Abbey. So I think the form of that race is working out quite well. Quite a nasty little race here. I think these three can all be fancied. But I do like Beachmount Whisper. He's a horse that I'm definitely going to keep on the right side of. I actually think he probably needs a mile and a half in time. But likely to get a decently run race, courtesy of Brown Bay. Hopefully his stamina will come to the fore in the end.
OK, there we go, Andy's thoughts in that one. Move to the penultimate race of the day then. Coming up at 4:45, we've got a mile handicap here. And Kodiak's back and Zealous Dream head affairs at 4-1. The pair of them, it's 9-2 for Sophie's Spirit. Michael's Missile is 6-1, 8-1 for Snap Click, 12-1 bar those. Couple of interesting runners here, Andy. None more so than this Zealous Dream, who does tend to save her best form for Garum.
She does, yeah. She's won here twice, placed three times in seven starts. I've put her up a few times at big prices. And she justified my selection with her last time out when she finished second to Naughty But Nice. That form just looks OK. Been a couple of winners out of that race subsequently. Sophia Spirit and Snap Click, both frustrating maidens on the turf, these two. Between them, they haven't won a race in 19 starts, but they've been knocking at the door of late, finishing placed. And my old friend Kodiak's back lines up here after a win the other night down in Limerick. Now, this horse really did put a stake through my heart winning that evening, because I thought he was a good thing to run well the time before. He ran an absolute shocker at Roscommon the other night when I put it up. It was 6-1 in the morning, got backed into 7-2. Race really lethargically throughout that race and never factored. I put it down to the ground. It was obviously on the dead side that day at Roscommon. But back on a firm surface, he really looked in good nick the other day, quickening up from a long way off the speed, off the back of Sound Fractions. If he's anywhere in the same form as he was the other day, I think Kodiak's back's got to run well here. And quite surprisingly, he's a reasonable price this morning with most firms, around about the 5-1 mark. I thought he'd be a bit shorter than that. So let's go with Kodiak's back. I'm going to give him another go. I just hope the rain keeps away from Garran. Obviously, if it does, then do beware. You might want to jump ship. But if it stays good to firm, then I do think David Marnane's four-year-old. He's going to give us a sound run in that 4:45.
Kodiak's back then in the 4:45, getting the pick for Andy. The final race of the day comes up at 5:15. This one over a mile and a furlong. And Lat Howell is the 7-4 favourite here. 2-1 for Royal Navy Ship. Clonard Street is 9-4, and it's 9-1 for Spaceship. Just the four of them lining up for this, Andy. Are they all in with a squeak?
They are. Even Spaceship can be a figure or figured into calculations. He's been running quite well over hurdles. Whether he's quite good enough or has the speed of the other three remains to be seen. But an interesting little matchup between that trio, Clonard Street, Lat Howell and Royal Navy Ship. And I want to go with Royal Navy Ship here. The fact that Aidan O'Brien decided to take this horse over and run him in a Group 2 race gives you an idea of the esteem he holds him in. OK, he didn't run up to scratch, but quite a few horses of Aidan O'Brien's have been running disappointingly on the continent and the comeback and bounce back. We saw the winner of the Britannia, of course. I can't remember his name now, but I think it was War something. Anyway, he managed to win after a disappointing run in the French 2,000 guineas. So with that in mind, I do give Royal Navy Ship a chance here, particularly as he's run well at the track early on in the season. He probably might have needed the run. A lot of Aidens were a little bit short back in April when it was cold and chilly and not exactly kind of like appetising for quite a few horses. And hopefully with the sun on his back, he'll have a bit more of a spring in his step today. He's obviously got his main two market rivals to beat. They both have decent form as well. But I like Royal Navy Ship. I liked him as a two-year-old. I always thought he was going to make up into a better three-year-old. Hopefully today, back on better ground, back around the track over a course and distance he's won before, we can see the Royal Navy Ship properly stand up.
Royal Navy Ship then to round off Sunday's card at Gowran. If you just spin us through your selections one more time, please, Andy, for the action today.
Yeah, hopefully Aidan O'Brien will bookend the card with winners, certainly from my point of view anyway. Certainly should start with Air Vice Marshal as the likely winner of the first race, the 215. He's definitely got the best form. Manap on the card, he's Frozen Lake in the 245. Don't miss him, particularly from an each-way stance at 7-2. Sorry, 4-1. I think that's a cracking each-way bet. 315 looks between Wardell and Ishibay or Grey, and I'm going to go with Pat Martin's in-form three-year-old. In the 345... I'm sticking with Laviniad, who, although got beat last time out, was a good winner over this course the time before. 4.15, I'm going to stay on the right side of Beach Mount Whisper. I'll stick with Kodiak's back in the 4.45, who annoyingly won the other night down in Limerick when I wasn't on it. And then the 5.15, I'm going to give another go to Royal Navy Ship in the first time blinkers, and hopefully return to the track will be the ticket for this Colt by Wolfram.
Excellent. So if there we are, then the thoughts of our Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of Sunday's action at Gowran. And you'll hear every race live from Gowran Park today on William Hill Racing Radio from 2 p.m. with Sean Quinn, Ollie Pimnott and Alistair Whitehouse Jones. We'll also be taking in the domestic action, of course, from Hexham, Pontefract and Worcester. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and best of luck at Gowran.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.